You know what the nocebo effect is? It's not the placebo effect, it's the nocebo effect. It's basically the evil twin of the placebo effect, where the placebo effect is when you think you got some kind of medicine, but you didn't, but your mind makes it real because you thought you got the medicine, and your mind alters your physiology. Now, this has been proven. In effect, the placebo has been scientifically proven through tens of thousands of studies over the decades to cure over one third of everything. It's that powerful. When people think they're getting the medicine, their brain cures whatever is being tested. It could be, you know, type 2 diabetes. It could be Alzheimer's. It could be high blood pressure, whatever. The brain cures it. And then, you know, they find out, I didn't get the real medicine. I got the placebo, you know. And then their brain brings it all back. It's like, then I must still have diabetes or whatever. But then there's also the nocebo effect, which is when someone thinks they've been exposed to something that is negative or destructive or harmful, such as a virus, and then, or even poison ivy. There are interesting studies about this where people are told that, you know, your arm is being touched with poison ivy, and they are allergic to poison ivy, and then, but when their head is turned away, you know, you brush them with something, but it's not poison ivy. It's just like a oak leaf or something. And then their skin breaks out just like a poison ivy outbreak because their mind makes it real. That's called the nocebo effect. Well, this is how modern virology works. This is why all so-called viral pandemics are pushed through media propaganda, lots of theatrics, lots of symbols of authority telling you to be very afraid. And, you know, symbols of authority, doctors in their doctor coats and CDC with official government seals and government pronouncements and media telling you to be afraid, very afraid. And then they have to show people like collapsing or blood flinging out of their eyeballs or whatever. It's all programming. It's all programming. This is true whether it's hantavirus, whether it's Ebola, whether it is, COVID, bird flu, whatever it is, okay? It's the same thing. It's a nocebo effect. They convince you that it's real, and then they convince you that you got it. And you notice, by the way, during the COVID years, the seasonal flu vanished. It's gone. It was completely disappeared. Why? Because the medical establishment told everybody that they had COVID. So no more flu for some reason. Suddenly everybody had COVID, and most people bought that because they had been programmed with the nocebo effect. Also, you know, this powerful media narrative. And for a lot of people, their minds made it real. Suddenly they felt like they couldn't breathe. And I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I'm saying that it did happen, but it happened because people's minds made it real. What I'm saying is there was no viral pandemic. Now, we do believe that government, the Department of Defense, did release chemical weapons. We've documented this over the decades, the last century plus. The U.S. military has repeatedly released anything from, you know, fungal spores to bacteria to chemical weapons on Americans. They did it in over San Francisco, the Bay Area. That was Operation Sea Spray, wasn't it? That was in the 1950s. They did that. There's a bunch of experiments. It's not just Tuskegee. There's a lot of experiments where they dropped all kinds of weapons. It's not just the ticks today that many people believe are weaponized. But they've been doing this with various chemicals. It could be synthetics. These days, you know, it's pesticides. The Trump regime is all pro-atrazine now and pro-glyphosate. And, you know what glyphosate has in common with the organophosphate branch of research that traces all the way back to the Nazi scientists, you know, right after the First World War or right around that area. And the Nazi scientists were studying organophosphate compounds with a phosphorus center, and then they developed things like sarin gas, and ultimately that led to developments like VX nerve gas, which is very potent. And you notice that one of the side effects of so-called COVID was people lost their sense of smell. Yeah, just like what happens with nerve gas exposure. That's right, exactly. And then people went to the hospital complaining of symptoms. Well, the symptoms were real because they had been sort of gas bombed, you know? And then they go to the hospital, and then the media says, oh, it's all COVID, you know? And everybody believed it. And heck, at first, I believed it too, because we didn't know back then what we know now, that's for sure. This was early 2020. And they were running a PSYOP on the entire world, and they, you know, they pushed it everywhere. It was all coordinated. And so they killed all these people in the hospitals. The government paid the hospitals incentives up to $500,000 per person that they murdered in the hospital, as long as it was said that they had COVID. So the hospitals killed, you know, really hundreds of thousands of people. Not just in America, but I mean in other countries as well. And then they collected all kinds of money off of that, many, many, probably hundreds of millions of dollars. And then they use that to publish the COVID statistics. And they said, look how bad it is. And then it kind of, some people made it real anyway. But it didn't take long before the jab was ready. And then they would hit you with the jab. And at that point, they had injected you with a bioweapon. And then if you had any side effects to the vaccine, they would say, no, 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 that's COVID. See? See how that works? They even called vaccine injuries, they called it long COVID. Remember that? They still call it that. Long COVID is just another name for vaccine injuries. Trust me, that's what it means. So they can hide their bioweapons under the narrative of a viral outbreak. And that's probably what they're going to do with hantavirus or with Ebola or whatever. They're always going to have this story. So it turns out that your best defense against this is to be the kind of person who doesn't believe authority. And that's actually a really healthy position to have, because the more you believe in authority, the more they can convince you to kill yourself with things like bioweapons, vaccine injections, or eating processed junk food, or taking their toxic pharmaceuticals, etc. Or avoiding, you know, they'll convince you to avoid doing the things that could help you, like ivermectin or zinc or vitamin C, vitamin D, whatever. So your number one survival skill in all of this is to be able to give the bird to the government or the authorities and to pull back the curtain to be able to say, I don't believe you and I don't believe in your authority. Now, it's critical to realize that what you witness during a pandemic is theater for your mind. It's theater for your mind. And remember, in the hospitals, they were actually murdering people with the ventilators. You know, and with drugs like remdesivir, etc., that would cause problems. And then, you know, the ventilator, they knock you out and put you on the ventilator. You're unconscious, so you can't even scream for help, you know, because they have this thing shoved down your air pipe. You can't even scream. And they just kill you, you know? And then they say, oh, your relatives can't visit you because that's not safe in the middle of a pandemic. So they had all these excuses set up, right? And they made it very, very graphic. They even hoaxed a bunch of videos out of China, you know, to show people falling over and passing out within 60 seconds, even though that was all obviously faked. But every theater for your mind, every psyop, needs to have the aura of science around it, some kind of a test. And so they came up with the PCR test, which of course has no scientific basis whatsoever for diagnosing an infection. It simply doesn't work at all because it doesn't assess any kind of concentration data. It doesn't do quantitative analysis of what's in your blood. Now remember, I'm a published scientist. I've run a mass spec lab now for, what is it, over 15 years. We have 9 mass spec instruments in our lab. We do all kinds of food testing. We are ISO accredited, which means audited, inspected annually. We have to pass proficiency tests, etc. I can tell you everything you need to know about how to run ICP-MS or, you know, even glyphosate detection and chemistry on a triple quad mass spec. And we've even added dioxin testing on a GC with also a triple quad. But I know lots about quantitation curves and curve fit coefficients and external standards and all of this, how to get an actual concentration number, like, you know, micrograms per milliliter or nanograms per milliliter out of a test. Because I've been doing that for 15 years. PCR doesn't do any of that. PCR is not a quantitative test. It doesn't tell you concentration, and it can't diagnose an infection, period. It is a completely made-up application of the PCR technology. Now, does PCR replicate, you know, genetic sequences? Yeah, sure it does. Does that allow you to diagnose an infection? Not at all. It doesn't even work that way. All they're doing is turning up the background noise until they get a peak, and then they call that a hit. They say, oh, you tested positive. That's just background noise. Because you don't have, with PCR, you don't have what's called a signal-to-noise ratio that would be acceptable in any kind of ISO accreditation. You'll notice that these PCR diagnostic labs that diagnose people with COVID or whatever, none of them are ISO accredited, because you can't get accreditation for your made-up fake science PCR diagnostics. it doesn't pass muster, because you don't even have any external standards. You don't even have a calibration curve. And you can't pass a proficiency test because they don't exist, because it's all fake. It's completely fake. I'm telling you, it's literally, they're just going through the motions, thinking they're diagnosing, and they're not. But that is necessary for the brainwashing of the public. It's part of the nocebo effect. They have to have something that's convincing and something that sounds really technical that most people don't understand, because most people haven't run a science lab. You know, most people don't know about quantitation, calibration, external standards, etc. So for most people, it's just, you know, it sounds sciencey enough to just trick them into thinking, well, it must be science, it must be legit, you know, but it isn't. It's all made up. Completely fake. And by the way, I mean, I could grill any operator of a PCR instrument and show them to be a total fraud in 60 seconds. Say, oh, is that a positive or negative? It's positive. Okay, what's the concentration? How many fragments per deciliter of blood? Well, we can't tell you that. Oh, yeah, so in other words, it's a total fraud. You don't have any concentration data to diagnose anything, do you? So for all you know, there could be one fragment in the sample that matched your library. That's it, just one. Does one fragment equal a diagnosis? Does one fragment equal an infection, especially in an asymptomatic patient? No, of course not. But they changed all the rules for COVID because they had to warp the theater for your mind to achieve the nocebo effect. So here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying. On one hand, there were people that were really hit with chemical weapons, dropped almost certainly by the Department of Defense. On the other hand, there were a lot of people whose minds made it real themselves because they were victims of a psyop run by the establishment. It's basically a mass hypnosis exercise. So their minds made it real. Then once you showed up at a hospital with any kind of symptom, like I had a little bit of trouble breathing or whatever, then they would say, oh, you have COVID. And they slap you on a ventilator and then you're dead. So it was a trap. It's kind of like a yellow sticky trap for fruit flies, you know, except in this case, they treated humans like the fruit flies. If you walked into that hospital, that's like a yellow sticky trap. They got you. Oh, your foot stuck in the door. And at that point, according to the courts, they can do anything they want to you. They can kill you, and there's nothing you can do about it because you have consented to every treatment by the fact that you walked into the hospital. That's what the courts have ruled, that you have consented, even consented to be killed for the profit of the hospital. So that's what they did. Yellow sticky trap treatment. That's why the smart people stayed away from the jabs. They stayed away from the doctors. They stayed away from the hospitals. They took ivermectin. They took zinc and vitamin C and D and whatever else. And you know, quercetin. And they followed protocols that would keep them healthy. That's what I did. That's what we advocated. And guess what? We're still here. You're still here. We made it through. a lot of other people didn't make it through. They got killed because they got sucked into the nocebo psyop. And that's what it is. It's a nocebo psyop. They want to convince your mind to make a symptom seem real to you so that you go to the hospital, and then they have the yellow sticky trap. Then they got you. That's what happened during COVID. And it was a test run for a global depopulation program, and also for sort of a obedience test. Also, find out, you know, how much can we get away with? Let's have the band students in middle school play the clarinet in a little zip-up tent. Let's see if anybody will do that. And they did. Band students in their little zip-up tents, with one kid with a trombone who barely fit in the tent. Poor kid. You know? Can't even hear the band. But they were running an obedience test to find out what people would go along with. Let's tell parents to lock their children in their bedrooms for 2 weeks. Let's see if they do that. And they did. Let's see if we can shut down the churches, but leave open all the pole dancing bars in California. Is that what they're called? The stripper clubs. They kept the stripper clubs open, closed down the churches. And they did that. Kept the bars open, closed down the hairdressers, you know? They were running an experiment. Let's just see what we can get away with. Let's put plexiglass up everywhere, even at the grocery store. So when you're checking out your groceries, so you're touching all the groceries and you're handing them to the cashier, and then there's a piece of plexiglass between you while the cashier is running your groceries. And then just to the right, there's no plexiglass where you hand cash to the cashier. And then the cashier bags all your groceries and puts them in a bag that you pick up. So the plexiglass was just a joke. It was just a joke. And that was at the same time they had the little footprints in the store, like, you need to self-distance, you know, what are they called? Social distancing, 5 feet. You step here and here and then here and here. And in some stores, I remember this, they would have, like, you walking up and down, like, store lanes, like there was a Tractor Supply in Texas. And in the Tractor Supply store, they would make some rows only one way. Like, it's a one-way street. Like, you can only go to the left in this row. The next row, you can only go to the right. And that way, people won't, they won't encounter each other with, like, two-way traffic. Like, are you serious? We're all breathing the same, we're all touching the same dog food here. I mean, come on. And all the little footprints and everything. Folks, it was an obedience test. It was just to see who's dumb enough to go along with it. And they got their answer. And since they got their answer, now they're going to roll it out again. Because the answer is that society is unbelievably gullible. And most people will go along with practically anything, no matter how stupid it is. That the local health authorities will go along with it, you know, law enforcement will go along, the governor, the mayor, the city council, the freaking corporations, the airports, you know, the hospitals, of course, they will, the universities, they'll go along with anything. That's what they proved. So they're going to roll it out again. And it doesn't matter whether it's going to be Ebola or Hanta virus, or just, they just make up something, Smurf virus, you know, okay, it turns your face blue. Okay. And they'll have, like, blue people on TV. Oh, my God, you got smurfed. You know, whatever. They'll spread that, like, fear. They'll pick something else, you know. And they're going to roll out the same control mechanisms and the same psyop. And then they're going to scare everybody. Oh, my God, if you go outside your house, you're going to bleed out of your anus, you know. And people, oh, my God, I don't want to have anal bleeding. And people will stay home. And they'll keep checking themselves. Am I bleeding yet? No, because it's all made up. They'll probably be able to sell, like, hantavirus diapers, you know, or whatever. They'll just come up with the dumbest thing imaginable and sell it to people, and most people will buy it. So, it's an IQ test for humanity. Again, a lot of people failed the first IQ test, and some of those people are no longer with us. But definitely do not fail the second IQ test, because it's going to be even dumber. It's going to be even more obvious. This time they might even roll out aliens or something. It's the alien hunter virus. It's little green men from planet Zorg with a, you know, with a pathogen. It's an extraterrestrial pathogen. It's extra dangerous. You have to wear 5 masks, you know. And yeah, sure enough, people be walking around with 5 masks, like wheezing, like trying to breathe. It's like, take off your damn mask. You kill yourself. It's called asphyxiation, you know. The only reason you need a hospital is because you're dumb enough to wear 5 masks. They'll probably tell people you also have to wear a blindfold when you drive, you know, and you're going to see these people pulling out of their driveways in your HOA neighborhood wearing 5 masks and a blindfold and trying to drive, like, wrecking into mailboxes and trash cans and other people's parked cars. Anything's better than the virus, the alien virus. The alien smurf extraterrestrial ET virus. People will drive with blindfolds if the media tells them to. Oh, and they'll even have a reason for, oh, you have to protect your eyeballs. Because, you know, the virus can enter the eyeballs from less than 5 feet. So, you gotta wear a blindfold, and you gotta cover your mouth and your nose and your anus all at the same time. So you're like a diaper-wearing, mummified, brainwashed creature walking around. I was like, is this Halloween? Is it April Fool's? What's going on here? You know the entire antidepressant drug industry is a total scam, right? It's all placebo. There's nothing actually that works. They have a story for you. The story is, oh, your brain chemistry is imbalanced. And this drug, you see, this rebalances your brain chemistry. There's something wrong with your brain chemistry. No, there's something wrong with your intelligence if you believe your doctor that taking SSRIs is going to make your life better. Yeah, there's something wrong with your brain. But it's not the thing that he says. Something wrong with your IQ. No. Feeling down, feeling sadness is a normal human emotion. I know, that's such a wild, radical thing to say today. But it used to be totally normal before the 1990s. And don't forget the 1980s with Fauci's involvement in the big AIDS scare. Oh boy, that was a psyop right there. Talk about a nocebo effect, AIDS. Oh my God. Totally false diagnosis, right? The so-called AIDS tests don't actually test for any particle in your blood, it turns out. They don't. They say, oh, we're testing you for AIDS, and then they ask questions. And this was in the documentary. I think it was called House of Numbers from years back. I interviewed the creator of it.
And then they brought in Anthony Fauci November of that year to drive this thing, this AIDS thing, as an infectious disease. And that was his primary role. And that's what he did for all 40 years was to turn non-diseases, drug-related diseases, all kinds of diseases into contagious, transmissible diseases. And AIDS was the first one. Then you had the first SARS, the MERS, the Zika, the Ebola, and then the second SARS, you know, SARS, COVID-19. And that's what he'd done. That was his job. And he did a brilliant job of it. All of these bogus diseases that do not exist as contagious, virally transmissible diseases.
But they would draw your blood, and then they ask you questions about your lifestyle. Do you have multiple gay sex partners? And, you know, if you're a scientist, you're like, what does that got to do with a blood test? It's either there in the blood or it's not in the blood. Why do you have to know about a person's lifestyle or, you know, how many gay hookups they have? And the answer is because they're using that to make up the diagnosis, because the blood doesn't have anything. There's nothing in the blood that can be diagnosed for AIDS, period. Even to this day, it was all made up. And then, just like how they would make people sick with the COVID jabs, and then they would call it long COVID, In the AIDS days, they would make you sick by putting you on AZT. And the AZT would make you really sick, and they would say that was AIDS. The drug was causing the symptoms that they diagnosed as the disease that they claimed the drug would treat. They've been doing this for decades. And Fauci, you know, he's always weaving his way in and out of these narratives for decades. Always the same guy. Isn't that something, huh? And then if you actually look at, I mean, I remember in the 1980s, I was in high school, they had us all terrified. Like, if you have sex one time, you know, with someone who's got AIDS, you're going to die. And everybody was terrified. If you touch a person, if you shake their hands, you know, if you're in contact, all of that was completely fake, totally fraud. And there were even later follow-up studies that found that even like so-called HIV positive person would have sex hundreds of times with their partner, and their partner still would not be diagnosed as HIV positive, even though the diagnosis was totally fake to begin with. Now, was there such a thing as immune systems being destroyed? Yes, yes. People's immune systems were being destroyed through a number of things, like injecting street drugs or having, you know, anal sex and having your blood exposed to fecal matter and, you know, the wrong microbes, because E. coli is real, things like that, right? So yeah, of course, that makes people sick. And also chemical exposure, and who knows what the army was dropping on different populations in certain gay cities at the time, right? In order to create the AIDS epidemic. And then they slam them with the AZT drugs, and they say, oh, now you really have AIDS now. You better take more drugs. The entire thing was another dry run for, you know, a pandemic hoax. There is no such thing as a virus that causes AIDS. There is no such thing as a virus that causes COVID. There's no such thing as a virus that causes Ebola. I used to believe in all those things. Not anymore. Now we've peeled back the curtain on it. We know that all of those things are completely fabricated narratives in order to invoke the nocebo effect. And the amazing thing is, when you stop believing in them, they stop having power over you. You can't get a disease that doesn't exist. You can't catch it. Doesn't exist. So simply upgrading your knowledge protects you from the entire narrative. It's amazingly powerful. It's breaking the spell. And as you know, people call me the spell breaker sometimes. You know, when they're not calling me the health ranger. Spell breaker. He's breaking spells again today. Yeah, that's my job, is to break the spell, snap you out of your hypnosis so you can see the world clearly. Make up your own mind what you want to do. But don't be under the cognitive influence of a bunch of theatrics, because the world is theater for your mind. You are living in a giant Truman Show. And there's no better example of that than the whole world of virology and pandemics and medical fear that's been going on for, you know, decades. Enriching the drug companies and putting power in the hands of the CDC and locking people up for something that didn't even exist. It's incredible. They created an invisible boogeyman. And then they made everybody afraid of the invisible boogeyman. Is that the right? Is it boogie or is it bogey? There's a booger. Booger man. Whatever it is, he's invisible. They made you afraid of the invisible boogeyman. And then they got you to give up all your power, to surrender your power to them, because of the invisible boogeyman. It's kind of like the way Israel says, Iran is 2 weeks away from having a nuclear weapon. You know, they've been saying that since 1976. It's always 2 weeks away. Yeah, they create the threat and then use it to manipulate you, and you give up your power. This is how the entire medical system works, really. I mean, I should say the infectious disease portion of the medical system. This is how it works. But even in other parts of medicine, you know, like cancer, the treatments they give you cause more cancer. It's like, oh, you have cancer? Here, let's hit you with chemotherapy, which causes more cancer, which it does. Or radiation, which causes more cancer because it's ionizing radiation. It's unreal. Or let's find out if you have cancer with this mammography machine that emits cancer-causing ionizing radiation into your breast and lungs and heart tissue. Yeah, let's see if you have cancer by giving you cancer and then looking. That's what it is. That's what mammography is. It's a total hoax. Absolute hoax. Man, if you realize how much of the whole world is a total hoax, how much is theater, and how much you and I believed. I mean, I'm guilty of this too. I believed a lot of these things most of my life, actually. COVID gave us all a lot of clarity. And even since COVID, we've had much more clarity on all these topics. But we have lived in a world of illusions. We've believed all these falsehoods for all this time, and we've allowed it to control us. How many of you took flu shots, for example? Did you take flu shots? I don't take flu shots. I don't even think I've ever, I can't even think that I've ever taken a flu shot. I mean, I was vaccinated as a child in grade school and things like that. I know I was vaccinated to do international travel, like in my college days and so on. So I've had vaccines, but I can't think of ever taking a flu shot. You know that people that take flu shots, they get the flu more frequently because the flu shot is toxic. Of course it is. It doesn't protect you from the flu. How could it? Because in order to make the flu shot, they have to capture a strain from last year's flu. That is, if you believe in virology. So they're capturing the viral strain from last year's flu. They're making this year's flu shot. But then these same people tell you that the flu mutates every year, which means the only way the flu shot can work for you is if you're a time traveler. Oh, do you have a passport to 2024? Yeah, if you're going back in time, you need the flu shot to protect you from the 2024 strain, if you believe in the strains. But if you're taking a 2025 flu shot for a 2026 winter strain, that doesn't even make sense in their own words. It doesn't even make sense from a, you know, from a virology perspective. They tell you it mutated, and then they tell you we're giving you last year's shot. So how does that work? And then they always have an excuse. People that take the flu shot and then they get sick and then they're diagnosed with, oh, I got the flu anyway. The doctor, what do they always say? Well, it would have been worse if you hadn't had the flu shot. It would have been worse. No. You wouldn't have had it at all. Because people like me who don't even take the shots, we never get the flu. We take vitamin D. we take nutrition. We don't get the flu. We don't get diagnosed with the flu. We don't walk into hospitals with flu symptoms. So, no. They're lying all the time. Constantly. Now, just want to be clear. The emergency room doctors, sometimes they're miracle workers. They do save lives with acute situations, people having heart attacks, people showing up with weird objects stuck in their rectum. Never forget a doctor friend of mine who worked in the ER telling me some of those stories. I'm like, are you kidding me? People do that? Yes, they do. But ER doctors save lives. I have no doubt about that, right? Surgeons save lives from, you know, car accidents, injuries, gunshots, stabbings, whatever, you know. They do. So medicine has a place. But this whole realm of virology and epidemiology and vaccines and everybody be afraid. It's all BS. It's all theater. So don't believe any of it. It's all based on nocebo. And to put an end cap on this, just say no to nocebo. Just say no. Just say, I refuse to participate in your sorcery. I'm not going to believe your spell. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to let you control my emotional state. I'm not going to let you cast fear upon me to try to control me into taking your, you know, your bioweapons jab that just got approved with the PrEP Act, that, you know, you have no liability, you have total legal immunity because you know it's a depopulation weapon. No, I'm not sticking that in my arm. Screw you. No to nocebo. Just say no. If you have that kind of attitude, you will live longer. You will live longer and healthier than everybody else. So, your health is under your control. You just have to stop being brainwashed. Just wake up, get red-pilled, and say no to the entire theatrical system. It'll be very empowering in all areas of your life also. And it also helps when you finally understand that dollars are not money, for example. Dollars are not money, they're currency. They're currency that doesn't hold value, currency that can be printed and invented at any time by the central bank, which is not, that doesn't fit the definition of money. So stop thinking about dollars as money. That will also be very freeing in your life. You know, stop thinking about, you know, processed food as food. It's not. I mean, the name's even wrong. We shouldn't even call it processed food. It should be called more like processed FUD. It's not even food. It should be shorter than food. It should only have three letters. FUD. F-U-D. With a special emphasis on the F-U. That's what they sell at the grocery stores in all the packaged products. Don't buy processed FUD. Get real food. You know? Organic. Nutrient-rich. Foods and superfoods, etc. Yeah. It's going to make all the difference in your life. Of course it does. I'm at the age where a lot of people I knew in high school are dying. It's like, what? Isn't that too young to just be dying? One of my buddies told me a few months ago that a guy I ran track with in high school, he was a distance runner, he died. I think he died from the vaccine. It's like, what the hell? Why is he taking the vaccine? Didn't he learn? We were all rebels on the track team. What happened? When did you become a sucker for the establishment, you know? That dude's dead. I guess you still work on that 2-mile trek to heaven because those distance runners, seems like their events take forever. Yeah, when we were at a track meet, we would take a nap when the distance runners had their event, you know. It's like, oh my God, this is going to take 20 minutes. I'll be back. All right, so anyway, that's my take on the situation. And of course, I'm not a doctor. I'm not your doctor. So, hey, work with a naturopath. Get your best medical assessment from a naturopath and, you know, clear all the toxins out of your life, out of your diet, stop using toxic personal care products, etc. Upgrade your nutrition, upgrade the quality and the cleanliness of the products that you use, and as an incredible coincidence, my online store offers exactly those things. HealthRangerStore.com, ultra clean foods, superfoods, nutritional supplements, as well as ultra clean personal care products from deodorants, where we don't use aluminum, you know, laundry detergent that's ultra clean, no toxic fragrance chemicals, etc., etc. Ultra clean. That's why people love our store. Thank you for your support. HealthRangerStore.com. But you can follow my work at brightvideos.com, and you can also follow my articles at naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. Get ready for the big PSYOP. They're going to roll out something big. I think it's going to be the alien Hanta tick SARS viral anal whatever. I mean, yeah, and they're going to have to swab everybody. They're going to the TSA will have to do like a rectal swab every time you fly, and people will drop trow right there with the TSA, cuz hey, they do everything else the TSA commands of them. TSA said, "Oh, you gotta take your pants down and bend over. We gotta swab, because you know the alien anal viral pandemic is spreading through the seats on the airplane, and people will just do it. They'll just right there. They will do it, and then it'll be normalized, you know, and everybody will say, we want to be safe. Of course, we're gonna drop trow with the TSA. You know, hey, they've been feeling our crotches for decades, so let's." Let's let them work the backside now, you know. The people will say that to themselves. They'll make up all kinds of excuses. They'll just go for it. It's like, what world are you living in, man? I didn't buy an air ticket to be molested by some government dumbass. Couldn't get a job making pizza. But he's got a badge now, so he's some kind of authority. People don't know what they're doing. Give me a break. All right, well, hey, enough comedy for today. So thank you for listening. Be well, be skeptical, be a critical thinker. Don't believe any of the nonsense from the government, from the CDC, from the corporate media, from Big Pharma, from, you know, all the usual sources. Don't believe any of it. It's all lies. It's all theater for your mind. All right, be well. Take care.
Broccoli sprouts are nutritional powerhouses. Incorporate nutrient-dense broccoli sprouts into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified broccoli sprout products. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.